Black History Month and the pro-life movement. You'll hear from one of the relatives of Dr. Martin Luther King next on Gospel of Life. I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by Janet Moran, our Associate Director, and we have a very special guest for you today. She's one of our pastoral associates at Gospel of Life Ministries. She is Reverend Dr. Alveda King. Her dad was Reverend A.D. King, who was the brother of Martin Luther King, Jr., and both her dad and her uncle were slain in the battle for civil rights, and today Alveda continues that battle for civil rights and for the right to life. So we're privileged to have her on our team and privileged to have her on the program today. Janet, before we get Alveda on the line, it really has been marvelous, and I think we've only just begun, really, to make the progress that is going to be made, not only within the African-American community, but nationwide, to restore a culture of life when voices like that of Alveda are speaking out so loud and clear. Not only that the right to life is the fundamental civil rights movement of our day, but also in relation to the Silent No More campaign. Tell us how Alveda fits into that.
Well, Alveda, as you know, first worked with us connecting civil rights and abortion. That was how we first came into contact with her.
Yes.
But then as I developed the Silent No More awareness campaign, one day Alveda called me and said, Janet, I'm ready now, and I'm going to speak out about my abortion. And I was stunned. I had no idea. I had known her already for a few years. She had been silent.
Yeah.
But she herself decided to step forward. And now, in all of her talks that she does nationwide, and when she talks about abortion, she always talks about her personal experience and how she regrets her participation in abortion.
Yes.
We're so privileged to have her as part of one of the voices of the Silent No More Awareness campaign.
Well, we're happy to have her on the phone now. Alveda, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Reverend Frank, and dear Janet. And, you know, I was just thinking about Janet remembering how we all came together and how compelling that Silent No More awareness campaign is. The moment I heard other women and now men talking about their experience and how painful and how much the abortion process hurt them, I knew I could have the courage to publicly really go really public with the truth of the healing that's available through the Lord for that. So it's a very compelling campaign, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, I always remember when we were marching together a few years ago at the National March for Life in Washington. As we marched up that street, I said to you, does this remind you of the civil rights marches? And you said, this is the civil rights march. This is the civil rights movement of today. And that's so true, isn't it?
It is so true, and Father Frank and Janet, you both know that I write a lot of music. I wrote a song many years ago called Let Freedom Ring, and I was honoring Dr. King, and when I think on those lyrics, we can celebrate life, but not our freedom. We can celebrate living, but we ought to try giving. We can celebrate the life of Martin Luther King. We can celebrate and shout, Let Freedom Ring. But there's a whole population that is not experiencing that freedom that we all experience, and African Americans especially, always want to say, we are for the rights of the downtrodden. But the greatest population of the downtrodden are those preborn babies.
That's right.
Upwards of 30 plus million or 40 million since 1973.
Mm.
And they are downtrodden.
You know, Alveda, I've heard you before compare the unborn child to a slave. What can you tell us about that analogy you make?
Well, little children, Reverend Frank, Janet, you've heard this, you've seen this. Little babies will run up and say, the baby's like a slave. And when you ask that little child to explain it, they say, well, the slave master decided whether the slave could live or die, and the mommy decides whether the baby lives or dies. Now, little children can get that, and they really do. It's just a stunning picture. Every time I say it to high school audiences or middle school audiences, they immediately get it. They really do.
Powerful. If your dad were with us today and your uncle were also with us today, would they be marching with us in the pro-life marches?
If we can go by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and I'll just quote him exactly. Well, you know, he talked about infanticide and how wrong that is in the letter from a Birmingham jail. He also said the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the lives of his children for personal comfort and safety. He said injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So even if you go by his own words, you hear the message and the plea for those little babies.
Yes, because his message really, his philosophy, which is really rooted in both the gospel and in the founding principles of our country,
was
the equal dignity of every human life.
Every person. And the baby, and nobody's disputing that now. It used to, you know, in the early days, we don't know if it's a baby, but sonograms have answered that, surely. We've already known. Any woman who's been pregnant knows that that is not her body.
Right.
So a woman does have a right to choose what she does with her body, but we know that's not our body.
It's not your body. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Black History Month and about the special music video that you produced for the pro-life cause. So, brothers and sisters, please stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I was already struggling to care for one child, so I had an abortion.
I had trouble conceiving again.
I tried to commit suicide.
I started to have nightmares.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
Well, welcome back. We're with our very special guest today, Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King, Jr. She's on the phone with us, and she is a pastoral associate of this ministry, Gospel of Life. And, Alveda, we are in Black History Month, the month of February. Every year comes around. And what can we do during this month? How should people be observing Black History Month? Because this is something we should all of us in society observe and celebrate in some way.
Well, it's going to be very appropriate to remember right in the middle of Black History Month, our little black brothers and sisters who have not been able to see the light of day based upon a very tragic and unfortunate decision to legalize something that would take their lives. And we can wear T-shirts, we can participate in marches, we can share in our own homes, study, Bible study groups. We can talk about the issue of abortion. We can educate and inform people. We can talk about abstinence. There are so many things as African Americans or all people. I don't want to just lock this into one community of people.
Right.
Because it's a people problem.
Right.
And the solution comes from all people coming together, us all being the human race. There's only one race of folks, and that's human beings. But certainly during Black History Month, it is appropriate to include the history of the little lives and to not be afraid and not to back off the subject, because people will try to tell us, oh, that's distasteful, and you don't want to bring that up in front of children. Well, it's little children who get the message most quickly, and yep. So we have to share that message.
How have you found it, Alveda, with the African-American community, as you've been going out speaking now? When you start now speaking about abortion and your abortion experience, I know at one time you would be hearing, oh, we don't talk about that. Are you getting a little bit different response now? And what about some of the pastors you speak to?
The response is wonderful. I met a young lady the other day, and she was hosting one of our African-American prayer breakfasts that we have all over America. And certainly if anybody wants us to come in and meet with African-American leaders and pastors and community folks, this young lady came up before she introduced me and began to talk about her own abortion, and everybody there was kind of startled. And she went on to talk about it, and she said that she had gone to visit a pastor's wife, and the pastor's wife first says, well, that's not on our agenda. We've already set it for the year. She says, ma'am, do you want the blood of all these babies on your hand? And the pastor's wife gave the phone to her husband. He says, when can you come over and talk to us?
Wow.
And so we're getting those kinds of responses. We're hearing people come out and say that the same Silent No More awareness message. We regret abortion. Said it has hurt us and it has killed our babies.
Yes, there is good movement going on. Tell us about this music video that you produced recently. And we're going to show it, actually, to our audience here in a moment.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you both know, following the lead of a very brave young man named Nick Cannon, and he told the story in video format, because that's what young people do, and he named it Can I Live? And as I sat there looking at it, I had a song on the shelf called Latter Rain. And I said, my goodness, I know a lot of young people, and they'll come out and they'll help me promote this message. And so I had teenagers and little children, and we came together to do that video, and we went out in front of an abortion clinic, and we were protesting with signs in the video, and there's a compelling message about this being the latter days and just rescuing the babies. And a young lady had to make a very important decision in that video story, and she made the right choice.
Mm. Well, we're making this available, and we'd like to show it to our viewing audience now. This is Latter Rain, and you'll see Dr. Alveda King in this video, and let's take a look at it.
Yeah.
no judgment, ain't making no decisions. I'm just telling y'all my story. I love life. I love my mother for giving me life. We all need to appreciate life. There was a strong woman who had to make a sacrifice. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
If I could speak out to
Mama.
You. To you.
Thanks for listening.
Well, Alveda, that's certainly a marvelous tool. Inspirational, it is. As you said before, it gets right to the core of the battle that we're engaged in here, because it's the battle over a real individual human life that is at stake.
A real person, and we were glad to have the young people join in that effort, and they were very enthusiastic about it. And when folks see it, it generates a lot of very positive discussion. So I believe it's a really good tool. But, you know, we have so many other resources, and I know that you and Janet continue to share how people can contact us and get those resources. And so we're just happy to add that to the overall program.
Well, I hope, like you just said, Alveda, people who just saw A Lot of Rain, if you'd like to get a copy of that DVD, they'll contact us at Gospel of Life Ministries. Because, like you said, for youth ministers in particular, I think this is a great tool to use at one of their meetings. They play that DVD, and then they have a discussion group going afterwards. Because, unfortunately, you know, a girl in a crisis pregnancy like that, unplanned pregnancy, is something that they're going to find in their schools among their peers. And what better way to have the information that they just saw in that music video as a way of discussing it with their peers and hopefully talking a girl out of having an abortion?
And I believe, well, we've already had that experience. Young people see that. They open up. They begin to talk. And it is already saving babies, and we're very grateful for that.
Alveda, we only have another moment or so, but tell us what is being prepared in Washington. You were there not, well, some of your family were there not long ago. I think you were on another speaking engagement. But the memorial that's being planned.
That wonderful memorial will remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a way that he's not been remembered before. It's a 4-acre spread, and there's an opportunity to walk through a mountain, and you see the image of Dr. King. And it's going to also recall other civil rights, significant civil rights leaders as well. Mm. And so it is right up there with the Founding Fathers, and I like the way that it has been stated that it brings full circle not only the message of the Founding Fathers, but the voice of all Americans included with the message of Dr. King. And so I just encourage people to visit it and keep that message alive. And remember that Dr. King said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Anywhere, including in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for witnessing to that. It's a pleasure to be working with you so closely. And as I said before, I think we've only just begun to see the progress God is going to make, because the vision of Dr. King is taking flesh today in the advancement of the protection for the unborn child. So thanks for being a voice for that.
Well, thank you both for letting me share with you today.
Well, Janet, it is a blessing.
That's right.
And
I know if people would like to have Alveda, you know, as a speaker,
yes,
in their community, at their church, maybe do a pastor's breakfast in their community.
Mm-hmm.
Bring pastors together to talk about the life issue, speak in schools. Alveda and I personally have spoken together in universities around the country, so they should contact us at Gospel of Life.
Yes, we'll be happy to arrange that. And please stay with us now for our action segment. Let's together work and pray and study and understand the real meaning of civil rights and how it applies to the unborn. Stay with us.
I want to be a fireman when I grow up.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Once when I was on a public sidewalk protesting abortion, someone came up to me and said, "You're a man. You have no right talking about abortion." But since when do men have no business speaking up about human rights? Since when are men exempt from intervening when a helpless child is about to be dismembered? Since when do men just walk away from trying to prevent an act of violence? The ongoing daily tragedy of abortion is everybody's business. Everyone who has enough humanity and enough conscience to know that we must speak up for justice, we must intervene for the helpless, whether we are men, women, or children. Yes, it is our business. Let's work together to end abortion. Welcome, friends, to our action segment where Janet Moran, our associate, and I talk to you about practical things you can do to advance the cause of life. And today we're going to talk about the Silent No More Awareness Campaign.
Well, you know, Father, as you know, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign is where men and women who've experienced abortion but come through healing stand out in a public way at our gatherings and hold those signs that I regret my abortion, and the men have a sign that says I regret less fatherhood. We'd like people out there that are interested in bringing that type of gathering to their community. We would be happy to help them do that. We need regional coordinators. It doesn't mean you have to have had an abortion to be a regional coordinator, but you'd like to have this kind of an event. They can go to the silentnomoreawareness.org website, and they can send us an email through that website, and we'll be happy to be personally in touch with them and see how we can bring the campaign to their community. But then we'd like to help them spread the message of the campaign by using the various products we've developed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have bumper stickers, both in the regular kind that are, you know, sticky to go on the car, or a static sticker. We have mugs. We have pins now, nice big round-sized pins that say, "I regret my abortion," or "The women do regret." Everyone can wear a pin, or every woman can wear one that says, "Women do regret abortion."
Right, because that doesn't mean
that they had one.
But
right.
It's spreading, it's counteracting the myth, isn't it, that
yes.
That abortion is somehow a benefit to women. It's not. Those who have it are the best testimonials that this, in fact, it doesn't solve your problems, it brings more problems.
That's right. So again, with the "Women Do Regret Abortion" saying, we have the buttons. We have the mugs. We have T-shirts. They can wear the T-shirts. I know a lot of the youth groups, there's a pro-life T-shirt day. Why not wear a T-shirt that says, "Women Do Regret Abortion"? And then finally, we have big vinyl banners. These could be hung in a school gymnasium, a church hall, if you're having a rally. And again, with the message, "Women Do Regret Abortion." And then we have another one that has a lot of the women who've had abortion. They're pictured there standing in a group, women of different ethnical backgrounds. And the caption says, "We regret our abortion. If you do, there's help." And there's a hotline number that you can call, plus our web address. I mean, a banner like that hanging in a high school or college gymnasium, can you imagine the effect that that will have? You know, a lot of these kids are the ones who go off and have abortions, but if they see there's people who said this wasn't good, a good thing to do, it might stop some people from going down that road. So we'd like them to use these products to help get the message out that abortion is not good for women.
And people have, of course, their own websites, and to link to silentnomoreawareness.org is another way to promote the campaign. And also to link to the specific testimonies that are on the website. One could make a link specifically to the testimony that has been given by one or another of these women or men, and let people who visit your website know about it. Similarly, sending out the link through one's email list. And also, pastors in churches can promote the campaign, first of all, by putting it on their church website, by telling their congregation about it through mailings that go out, and also by inviting one of these women or men to say something to the Sunday congregation at the end of the service and to share their testimony from the pulpit. Many have done this, and it's a tremendous way to lead the congregation to a deeper awareness of why abortion is wrong.
You know, if any questions they have in that regard, Father, they can email us at mail@silentnomoreawareness.org, and we would love to get back in touch with them, get a post-abortive person to speak in their church, help to get a gathering in their community. So we want them to really help us to get this message out, because, you know, a lot of people cling to choice because they somehow think abortion is good for women. If they get the message out there, more and more people will be converted to the pro-life message.
So again, in order to facilitate a gathering where women will come together and say, I regret my abortion, we're not saying that they're the ones who have to find the women.
No.
We actually have women on our database ready to share about this in their own local community. This is just a facilitator to help organize the event.
That's correct.
Yes.
So just contact us at Gospel Life, like I said, the Silent No More Awareness website, and we'll be happy to put them in touch with the women who want to make that event happen in their community.
Okay. Thanks, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We want to hear from you. Be in contact with us. We'll get you some of these products for the campaign eagerly to share with you and with those you associate with the message not only that abortion hurts women and that women regret it, but that there is hope and healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's spread that positive message and continue to defend life.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
It's positive. I'm pregnant.
My boyfriend panicked, and I was worried what my family would say.
I just didn't know what to do.
If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy, you have options. You don't have to be alone. Call 1-800-395-HELP. Our services are totally confidential and free. If you're pregnant, call now. There is help.
Friends, as we conclude our program, may I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell other people about Gospel of Life. Tell them when these programs air so that they can tune in and learn more about the pro-life movement. Secondly, we like to hear from you. On our website, gospeloflife.com, you can even send us your prayer requests, and our entire ministry team will be more than happy to lift up your concerns and intentions before the throne of God. Thirdly, we're eager and ready to come to your community, to preach in your churches, to gather with your pro-life groups, and to help inspire you in the pro-life cause. And finally, we ask you to donate so that we can keep these programs on the air. You can send your tax-deductible contributions to us at Gospel of Life Ministries. Again, go to our website, and thank you.